not uncommon to put off retirement planning using a professional because some folks have preconceived ideas or misunderstandings about the entire retirement planning topic. So today, we're going to dispel some of these financial planning myths because what we're trying to do is separate fact from fiction. Stay with us. You really don't want to miss it.
And now, Money Matters USA with Fred Sage.
And you also need to work with your advisor to create multiple income streams.
You're at the right place for information every week regarding all the components of a successful retirement plan.
Asset allocation is really a driving force to how much your accounts are going to grow.
Fred Sade is a financial fiduciary and retirement specialist.
I have to put the client's interest ahead of my own pocketbook at all times. I must be able to justify why I'm making the recommendations.
Money Matters USA with Fred Sade.
Fred Sade is going to break through retirement statements and declare whether they are fact, fiction, or somewhere in between. In our podcast today, it's Money Matters USA with Fred Sade. Fred Sade, a fiduciary, founder, managing director of Money Matters USA, his firm, and holding a PhD in economics from Duke University, sharing his knowledge and experience on this podcast every week. Fred, we're going to break through and cut through and do some dispelling and everything today in the podcast.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
At fact, fiction, or somewhere in between. I'll read the statement. Fred's going to cut through what is, in many ways, a lot of misinformation, disinformation, hoaxes, and more. So here we go. Here's the first statement, Fred. I don't need help with my plan. I can use an app for free and get the same information. Fact, fiction, or somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between. You know, there's been the rise of the robo-advisor, and for some people, that's all that they feel they need. But, you know, with the rise of with AI, that can become dangerous because AI itself lies. It makes up false references, false statements, false quotes, false research. In order to really be confident and not have those gnawing fears, it's a really good idea. Sit down with a pro and get advice and go through the planning process because retirement is too much to be left to, you know, a faceless robot or the possibility that you're being misled. So get the facts, and that's important to do.
Yeah, it really is. We were talking about a couple of podcasts ago. Didn't I bring up an article that was in Fortune, Fortune.com? And the writer of the article basically concluded that, and this was about ChatGPT, that it can't still, I think the human is preferable. But I think, you know, what they were saying, kind of what you're saying in the in-between, that it could be used as a tool by a human.
Yeah, it could be. But the problem with ChatGPT is has 178 million pieces of information, so it doesn't always tell the truth. Now, I do use AI-infused software, but it's not ChatGPT. So by reducing the amount of information, it helps prevent the software from lying. Now, the software doesn't know it's lying. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. It lies. The software that I use that's infused with it won't lie, but still I have to review it and make sure that it is accurate and it's not creating these false citations, making up people or using a name and then putting words in their mouth, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
This can be very dangerous. If that's going to be the sole thing that you're going to rely on, you don't have a basis to compare.
Yeah, well, here's our next statement. Fact, fiction, or somewhere in between, risk tolerance and risk exposure are the same thing.
No, that's pure fiction. I mean, when you're looking at somebody's risk tolerance, and risk tolerance can change, it's very situational. You're really saying to a person, how much money are you willing to lose? And whatever decisions you're going to be made, that you're going to make, you really have to know your own mind. What are you willing to lose? And that's a question that must be answered, because when the market is in downturn or correction, you know, and people will panic and want to go to cash and get out of the market, let's be reminded that you said you were willing to, let's say, take a 5% loss. Well, you're at 2%, right? So what's the reason for the panic? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, when you're talking about risk exposure, now, this is a different issue, because you want to see how much risk there is in the investments. And it's absolutely necessary to figure out, and again, our software will do this, we're looking at the risk tolerance. Risk tolerance changes over time, but you have to see how much risk there is in the portfolio. So we can come up with, and the software does come up with, on a scale of 1 to 100, how much risk you're willing to accept, and also how much risk there is in the portfolio. And that we usually use scenario planning to do that. And a realistic scenario planning, we don't rely on just on Monte Carlo simulation. And I can talk extensively for the next 3 hours, which we don't have, about Monte Carlo and what the problems are with Monte Carlo and how to use it properly. But scenario planning is far more accurate, and it will, and as long as the situations are not purely hypothetical, they're realistic situations, so you can see how your portfolio will react under different circumstances. And this is important, because you want to know before you go into retirement what your situation is going to be and what adjustments might need to be made in the portfolio, so that you don't have to spend your retirement worrying about money. That's not much of a retirement, let me tell you.
No, it is not. You want to enjoy your retirement. Let me just tell you how you can get with Fred and have him cut through what could be a lot of fiction in maybe what we have been told, or maybe how we think. 800-593-8188. 800-593-8188. The website, moneymattersusa.net. Next up, fact, fiction, or somewhere in between. You will spend more when you retire because of higher medical costs.
It's possible. It's somewhere in between. You know, some people spend more at the beginning of retirement. Some people spend more at the end of retirement. There is you're over 65, you know, unless there's some valid consideration, you're going to be in Medicare anyway. And depending on what's covered by Medicare, you could have very significant out-of-pocket expenses. Not everything is going to be covered by Medicare or by a Medicare supplement. Also, if you're very realistic about it, you know that you are very likely to have, as you age, likely to have significant medical expenses at some point in your life. And these could be medical expenses, they could be long-term care type expenses, they could be expenses associated with memory care. So, you know, these are things that you have to look at, and you have to say, well, how am I going to pay, you know, for them? And this is really an issue that needs to be addressed, because these are also claims. These could be claims against your income, they could be claims against your assets. So this needs to be ironed out. And you need to, have a written plan. It can't be you're going to, you know, do a fake and bake and you're going to figure it out as you go along. That's not going to work. You have to have a written plan that you understand, that you agree to, and this is what will make the difference for you, because once you have the plan, then the plan may have to be adjusted over time, but that's a lot different than having no plan and hoping that things will have a way of working themselves out. They may not.
I need $1 million to retire. Fact, fiction, or somewhere in between?
That's pure fiction. I mean, that's playing the famous game of what's my number. We don't really know what that is until you really sit down, figure out what you want your money to do for you. How do you get control over your money so it does what you want it to do and not what somebody else wants it to do? And then you have to figure out how much income you're going to have. How much income do you need? How can you retire and do that successfully without having to unretire? I mean, these are things that a competent financial planner who specializes in the income space, the deaccumulation and income space, and with tax focus, will do for you. This should not be something that you just arbitrarily, I got to have X amount of money. But what happens when you don't have X? Well, you know, I got to get back to X. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, finally, for this segment, then we've got some more to get to on the podcast. Fact, fiction, or somewhere in between, you need 70 to 85% of your current income level to live comfortably in retirement.
Well, again, that is fiction because, as I said earlier, some people spend more at the beginning, some spend more at the end. Unless you have a written retirement income plan, you really don't know how much money you're going to spend. Some people need to get permission to spend money so they'll enjoy their retirement. They are going to underspend. And other people are going to spend more lavishly because they want to accomplish certain things that they didn't accomplish during their working years, where they deliberately underspent in order to accumulate the retirement savings. So this is going to be different for every person. So these rules of thumb are terrible because they can send you, you know, running around in a circle down a rabbit hole, feeling depressed. None of that needs to happen. This is all about enjoying yourself, enjoying retirement, being happy about being in that stage. Retirement is not the end of work. I mean, it's the beginning of a new stage of your life. So planning for it is vitally important.
This is good stuff, Fred. And you're really cutting through what is a lot of misinformation out there. We're going to continue with this after a very quick break. We're coming back with more fact, fiction, or somewhere in between on Money Matters USA.
We believe in better, a better way to invest, a better way to serve you, and a better result. We can help you determine how much risk you're taking, red flags that could be potential problems for you, how much you're paying in fees or commissions, potential tax liability, or even how to address Social Security. Contact Fred Sade at Money Matters USA, 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188.
Keep in mind, you can also visit Fred's website, moneymattersusa.net, moneymattersusa.net. And that is where Fred definitely encourages you to click the red light program tab and learn about the red light on the dashboard. Click podcast, and you can scroll through the other 109 podcasts on here in the menu.
What I wanted to say is that the red light program is not a we'll give you a second opinion.
Okay.
You know, this is important because let's say you've been diagnosed with something and you take your records and you go see a doctor, another doctor, and that doctor says, yeah, I agree with the first guy. So maybe you go to the third or the fourth, who actually does an in-depth evaluation and doesn't rely on what the other person or the other two people saw. And so that's the same thing that we're doing. We really don't care about what somebody else said. We're going to look at you differently. And we may function counterintuitively. We do a lot of that. where we don't just accept what other people say or show you. That's why the concepts that we use, software that we use, this is all cutting edge stuff, and it's not what everybody else does. So when somebody comes in and we talk, our first interview is it lasts 2 hours, and we're interviewing them and they're interviewing us. We don't care about your statements. You want to bring them? That's great. We'll just send. We'll put them aside. We're not looking at your investments or anything else at that point. Our focus is on you. And from there, mm-hmm. we're going to have five other sessions minimum. We will have a total of six sessions.
Okay.
And believe me, when we're done, you have the most comprehensive retirement and retirement income plan that you have ever seen. And we have expose exactly what you have. So this is not, you know, a once over lightly. This is very, very in depth. It takes time to do this. On average, in terms of back office time, we spend about 30 hours, and we spend at least 12 hours face to face minimum. Plus email time and video time and phone calls. So when we're totally done, we have spent close to 60 hours with you before we're moving your money.
Wow.
If we decide to move your money. That's a totally different ballgame than having three sessions where we get your statements, we give you a plan, which is a once over lightly with 3, 4, 5 tabs at the most, and then we move your money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Plan is a one and done.
Well, this is so thorough, extremely thorough.
Yeah, it is. We are very, very thorough because that money is important to you. We want to make sure that that we do everything that is possible to help you.
Red light on the dashboard. Just click red light program at moneymattersusa.net. We're going to continue with fact, fiction, or somewhere in between statements I read, and Fred breaks through these. So here's our next one. You can boost your monthly Social Security payments by 8% a year if you delay claiming until age 70.
That is absolutely a fact. It's absolutely true, and here's a good example of counterintuitive. Many people who have, say, $1 million or more, $5 million, whatever, saved in their retirement accounts, the common advice is claim early, the earliest that you can claim that is possible, and use your Social Security and let your accounts grow.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, you'll be able to tap your accounts. Maybe it's at age 70, maybe it's at age 67, 69, whatever it might be. That's terrible advice. If you wait, you not only will you get the 8% per annum by delaying, but you will also extend the longevity of your portfolio and your other income-producing assets by at least 5 to 7 years. By doing this, if you do this early, you're going to start running down your assets. This is important because if you have a 30 plus years retirement horizon, it becomes imperative that you extend the capability of your portfolio to provide income if you're going to be dependent on some kind of withdrawal or guide rails strategy.
Looking at and cutting through what's in many ways a lot of misinformation out there in the retirement universe with fact, fiction, or somewhere in between with Fred, diversification and asset allocation are the same thing.
No, that's false. That is a fiction. When you're doing an asset, when you're asset allocating, what you're deciding to do is you're deciding how much you plan to put in whichever asset types you're going to use. So these are different types of asset classes. When diversification is the in-between, how you mix and match and how you spread your investments out. And the idea of doing that is to limit risk exposure. Does that guarantee that you will be successful? No, it does. It does not. And there may be reasons sometimes to concentrate your assets, but But these are specific considerations that are unique to each person, and there's no good rule of thumb.
Here's our next one, and it's back to Social Security. Social Security benefits are more than enough to live off of in retirement.
Now, that also is a fiction. It was always, Social Security was always intended to be a supplement. It was intended originally to provide support for widows so they could keep their family together and not have to send their kids to an orphanage. You really just can't live off Social Security, and it's important to maximize Social Security and understanding how Social Security benefits, how they claim, the claiming structure of Social Security is very, very complicated. And so it's really important to see how that fits in with your retirement income plan. This is not something that you should do on your own trying to deal with Social Security. You're going to find out that they're not there to help you. It's an extremely complicated system.
How many additional streams of income ideally should you have?
Well, a minimum of three, if you can have more than that. But I mean, you should have Social Security. You should have another source of guaranteed income. That makes two. And then a third source would be from your investment portfolio. And that would have to be organized in such a way as to throw off income. So that would you would have to decide whether you're looking for income or whether you're looking for growth. And growth may not throw off much income, but right, that's something you have to decide.
Next statement, I won't be spending as much in retirement as I do now, so I'll be able to live off of what I've saved thus far.
That is a fiction. It's just, it's going to depend on it for each person. On again, what they want to do, what they want to accomplish in retirement. Are you determined to underspend? And that means, like it or not, you're going to leave a much larger legacy than you may have intended. Do you intend to overspend at some point because there's some things you want to accomplish? Do you want to maintain your current standard of living? Do you want to improve your standard of living? This is up to each individual. So it's important for them to know again what they want to accomplish with their money. So the idea of go slow go no go, that may be right. It may not be entirely correct, because the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, has changed a lot of the habits and patterns of people. So we have a lot of research now covering 2020 and post-2020. And what we're finding is that the patterns have significantly changed in many instances. So you just can't rely on these old saws. They may no longer be valid, if they were ever valid, but they're certainly not necessarily valid anymore.
Anymore, yeah. All right, finally, there is too much uncertainty to properly plan for retirement. Fact or fiction?
That's pure fiction.
As my grandfather would have said, horse hockey.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything that human beings do is going to be imperfect. It's going to have room for adjustment. And that's really the point. You can't do a one and done. The purpose of having a written retirement income plan and understanding your personal risk tolerance, risk capacity, risk exposure, I mean, all that is being built into the plan so that you can make decisions. You can decide what you want your money to do for you. It doesn't have to be on these rules of thumb. It doesn't have to be what some stockbroker thinks that you should do, or anybody else. This is your money, and you get to decide. You should not have to go into retirement just worrying about money. If that, because you're going to spend your entire retirement worrying about money. You want to enjoy a worry-free retirement, and it's possible to do that using a comprehensive, going through a comprehensive planning process where you get a written plan. This can't be, you know, ad hoc and, mm-hmm. and you're going to finesse it. It doesn't work that way. We're not playing pool here or billiards. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is your life.
It is, literally. And it's a long phase of your life. I know we've covered a lot of misinformation that I'm sure you've run into a lot when meeting with people. Mm-hmm. Anything we may have missed or that really stands out for you, Fred?
Yeah. Failing to create a written retirement income plan. That is one of the biggest failings that I see. Mm-hmm. People have no plan. They have a lot of products. But absolutely no plan. Well, the plan is very, very skimpy, and it was designed and intended to be a once-over lightly to move assets so that the person you're dealing with can be paid on and assets under management. I think that is the biggest failing, and feeling that they can get free information on the internet, and we'll take advantage, you know, of getting some education from you. But I'm just reminded of something that David Blanchett says all the time. In fact, he frequently begins a meeting by saying this, that education just enables smart people to continue to do dumb things. And education without action, without learning something from the education, is really not going to help you any.
Well, education is good. Education is what you get a lot of if you schedule to meet with Fred. And so that can be done a couple of ways. You can call 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188. You can visit the website moneymattersusa.net, moneymattersusa.net. And again, speaking of thorough and complete and educational, click that red light program. And also click podcast. Again, you can scroll through past podcasts. And in the podcast, when you click that tab, you get the drop down from Stump the Guru. That's going to make an appearance or a reappearance here on the podcast very soon. More questions for folks trying to stump Fred and win big. So we look forward to that, Fred. As always, look forward to getting together again for the podcast. Thank you for being a part of it. Great information here. Even more specific information when you meet with Fred. These drop every Friday. Thanks so much for being a part of this and joining us for this journey. Money Matters USA.
Investment advisory services offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. Fred Sade and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell in any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to the securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. By contacting Money Matters USA, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.